even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I recommend putting your sunscreen on to anyone. Yeah. I recommend oiling up your ass in your living room. Yeah. Serum it down. What a natchy little beaut. It feels so good listening to the podcast. Wait until the next day episode. You cleanse, you learn, you tone, you learn, you buy, you learn, you lose, you learn, you pluck, you learn, you cream, you
Was it worth the wait?
It was so worth it. I loved hearing it three times, actually.
Okay, good. Because because I famously don't do second takes.
I think, and honestly, I think you hit every note perfectly, if I may. Sitting, nonetheless.
I know, and I'm not warmed up. I don't do dry runs. Mm. I'd never even worked out these lyrics. I didn't even know if oiling up your ass in your living room would turn out.
It really worked. Everything kind of seamlessly matched Notch Butte.
I think in the first time in Nashville history... Costco calling me and interrupting me during my song. That's never happened.
And it may have helped. It may have been like, well, that there was your perfect take.
You're right. You know what? We're starting out.
And so you get your fridges from Costco.
I did get my appliances from Costco.
I didn't even know they sold fridges.
Well, they've got it all. They literally have all, they have caskets. They've got the beginning of your life. They've got the end of your life. They've got it all.
They've got bassinets. They've got caskets.
Exactly. They've got everything you could need in between.
They've got herbs.
Honey. Welcome to Natch Street, everybody. Welcome to Natch Street, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cream, and we have fun. I am your host and your guy, Jackie J, the beauty talk shock jock, your queen of creams, the host of the most serums, the freshest friends on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern Jewish aunt. Yes, honey. We have converted to Judaism. Yes. Honey. My guest today is what Natch Butte is all about. If you look up Natch Butte in the dictionary, honey, I'm not there yet, but maybe I will be. There will be a picture of my guest there because Natch Butte is all about what? Two things. Beauty and comedy. Beauty and comedy. My guest, extremely funny and extremely beautiful. A true Natch Butte. My guest makes me LOL literally every day on her Instagram. Every day I friggin' laugh. And we need laughs. We need laughs, especially on social media. We need laughs. My guest is an actor, comedian, and writer. Please welcome to Natch Butte, making her debut, Hannah Pilkus.
Hello.
Welcome to Natch Butte.
Oh, I'm such a fan of Natch Butte. I'm so happy to be here.
I DM'd you and I said, you need to come on Natch Butte. And you were like, I'm a big fan. And I got even more excited because you get what I'm doing here.
Oh, hell yeah. I get what you're doing.
Oh, you're picking it up?
I'm picking it up. And I need, this is what I need. Comedians need this.
I don't
know what to do to my, I still don't really know. But I
Nobody
need,
does.
I need any advice. And I appreciate it from a comedian nonetheless.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, this makes it more accessible.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We try to destigmatize. We try to demystify this world.
Well, because so many ads that I watch, beauty ads, I'm like, they haven't actually used the product.
Oh, yeah.
I need someone to vouch for it.
Yes.
That has beautiful glowy skin.
Thank you. I do the same. I only trust referrals.
Yeah.
And from the honeys.
Gotta
the
be.
Listeners of Natch Butte, because they know.
Totally.
Hannah, welcome to Natch Butte. Thank you
Thank
for being
you.
Here. As
Thank
you know, you. Since you've listened, you know I'm going to ask you the warm-up questions. The first one is, what type of skin do you have?
Dry.
Mm-hmm.
I run extremely dry, but also discoloration,
uh-huh.
Especially around my nose. Mm. I'm an asthmatic and allergy love.
I just recently realized that you're an asthmatic queen.
Yes.
From your Instagram, which we will discuss.
I just posted that, and nobody got the joke, but it was like, and just like that, because I know SJP posted. Oh. So I put like Lexapro for depression.
Oh, inhaler. Wait, don't. I have a whole segment on that.
Oh, brilliant.
So don't get into it yet. I didn't even pick up on that, to be honest.
I should have tagged. I should have tagged the show.
And just like that, you know they can't legally call it Sex in the City.
Because of Samantha?
Because of Darren Star.
And is he not affiliated?
Honey, they didn't invite him.
Yikes.
They didn't invite him, so they worked around it.
Okay, I want to get into that later.
Yeah,
because,
okay, well, I'll add it to the docket.
I don't know. Yes, run dry and discoloration, particularly around the nose, and big pores.
Yeah, they don't look big to me.
Thanks, babe.
We are working on it. In here. We love. Okay, the next question, warm-up question I ask every guest is, first beauty product you ever bought or used?
First beauty product I ever bought or used. It's got to be those Jergens tanning leg lotions.
Yes!
I was like, Mom, Jergens I'm
natural
ready.
Glow.
Mom, I need to naturally glow.
Yeah.
And
honey,
I still use the airbrush.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Your legs
the leg
for,
in
like,
a can.
And things.
Oh, the leg in a can is.
It really, I mean,
it's incredible.
Fools anyone.
And I just want everybody to know, if you see somebody on a red carpet or in a movie and you're like, oh my God, why don't my legs look like that? They're painted.
It's not real.
Every person is painted from head to toe in this town when they leave the house.
Yes.
And just know that.
It's almost like when I put the leg in a can on me, it was when I realized it dawned on me, oh, I had that exact thought.
Yeah.
Red carpet. Are
yes,
all, everyone's painted.
Painted.
They
and
have
same
to
in sex scenes
yep.
and naked scenes. I just saw Zola.
Was it good?
It was really fun.
Yeah.
And honey, there are some really provocative scenes of women dancing and things. And I just was like, her butt is so perfect. Her butt is so amazing. And then I was like, well, yes, she is young and very hot. And
yeah,
but they painted her. They paint everybody in Hollywood. Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
it makes
so
us
you know.
Feel a bit better. Because I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Surely people get razor burn.
Oh,
surely
of
people have,
do.
You know, bumps.
Honey, I've got a dog bite. I've got a bruise.
It comes with the tall territory.
It sure does. The tall territory means there's more space to cover.
There's more things to hit.
That's true. Do you remember how we met, Hannah?
I think through Carly Folks.
Yes, the Vine days.
The Vine days.
Honey, okay, this we'll just briefly get into it. I found myself deeply entrenched in like the Vine Mafia. Back in, when
you
was
were,
it, 2013, 2012?
An unofficial Viner.
I'm telling you, I didn't Vine much, but I hung out with all the big Viners. I got like, I'm telling you, it was a wild scene.
Well, it's almost like that part of history never existed because it just kind of politely went
yes.
away. So it's like.
And some of the Viners transitioned to Instagram/TikTok now. Some of them, you never see them again. Some of them moved off and had kids. And
a lot of, some of them went really Christian and and had babies.
Had
and,
a bunch of kids. What a wild world
but
that was.
Also, it's not like everyone that vined was inherently like a comedian or an actor.
That's
a
true.
Lot of people fell into it
That's
and were
true.
Like, what? I have $1 million now from Crystal Geyser campaigns.
I want to see that documentary.
100%.
Where are the Viners?
I want to see that. No Gen Zer would know what we're talking about.
No, that's true. And what was even crazier is that a lot of the Viners lived on Vine. Remember the Hollywood Vine complex?
1800 or 1600.
There you go. The Viners were on Vine. I never even connected
and
that.
And of all places to spend a lot of money to live, it was like above a Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And
that's an area I don't really like to frequent.
No, I don't think there's much charm around the Walk of Fame.
Not for me.
No.
I prefer the vast greenery of Pasadena,
yes,
honey. We love to see it. Okay,
Hannah,
last one question. This is an attribute after all. What is the most beautiful thing about you?
Oh, that's so hard. If I was going physical, I would say I love my legs.
Yes.
And if I was going just energy, I love my sense of humor. I mean,
yes.
I feel really sexy when I make people laugh.
Honey,
like,
I was stalking your Insta, and when you posted, you're recently engaged, your fiance wrote you some notes, it looked like, and one of them said, you're my favorite channel, and I want this show to never end, or something like that. I literally cried. I said, that is the sweetest thing I've ever heard, because the fact that he appreciates your humor and your... He sees how beautiful you shine when you make people laugh. I like got wet. I got wet with joy for you.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah. That is the kind of love that I have aspired towards forever. But you don't even know that that's possible until you have it right in front of
you.
Yes. He's just wonderful and absolutely lets me go off and do series of dances and performances for him every day.
That's how Ben is too. And same, because there is a thing where a lot of times when we're funny, we're embarrassed to be like hot for guys or something. I remember like being really funny cutting up at the Little League field when I worked at the concession stand one summer, and I was like making all the little kids laugh, and then these two hot guys rolled up and I'm like, hi, what can I get
right.
you or whatever, and the lady that worked there goes, Don't act not funny for those guys. Yeah, like she called me out.
That's good. I remember dating a lot of guys where like the novelty of me being funny was so cool.
Yeah.
But they didn't genuinely like it. So I think they were just like, wow, that's great. But can you be a little more, you know?
Yeah.
And so there are those people out there also. And like, see you later.
Yeah. Smell you later, buddy.
Yeah.
These long legs ain't going to be wrapped around you.
Yeah, you wish.
Try that on, sucker.
Oh, I love the tall queen.
Oh, we love it. We stand. How tall are you?
5'10". Me too.
Two
5'10 Converse.
Honey, we should have been borrowing clothes from each other this whole time.
That's true. I think you did a clothing swap years ago.
I've done many in my day.
I wasn't there.
I should do a Pasadena clothing swap.
You should do a Pasadena
clothing swap.
Do an Eastside clothing swap.
Oh, my God.
I would totally go.
It's happening.
Yes,
I'll make it happen. Well, I'll wear a 95s.
Yes.
It'll be fun. Okay, Hannah. If people know you, they probably know you for being a character comedian on Instagram, on social media. That's kind of your bread and butter. You're so prolific. I'm blown away. Every time I open my phone, there's a new video and they're all fucking funny. Like, where do you draw from? How do you come up with all these characters? And how many takes do you take before you post yours? Is it a long process or is it quick? I'm so curious about your process with these characters.
A lot of most stuff I draw from things I've seen in the world.
Yeah.
Like, Greg and I went to Arrowhead and we ordered a pizza and the woman on the phone was like, and we recorded it. She was like, "Peter Sand." We were like, "What is she saying? Sorry, what?" She's like, "Peter Sand." I'm sorry. Peterson. She was so upset.
Yeah, that you didn't get it.
And so she went, "You want a crust or no crust?" And we go, "We didn't know
that's not what it sounded like."
And I was
like,
"Greg, we have to do. Yes. And I honestly have to attribute a lot of my characters to being with an amazing partner who will shoot stuff with me.
Oh yeah.
Who will be the other, the straight person.
We call
for
that
me.
Instagram husbands.
He's an Instagram husband.
Yeah.
He's a honey in all the self tapes, all the acting, all the world, all the
so
love.
Good.
He'll stay up with me late at night. Most of it's people watching or extensions of myself.
Yes.
So if I'm I'm really exhausted, I'm like, what does a deeply overworked woman look like?
The deeply overworked woman at the pool party. Oh
yeah.
God. Everyone related to that.
Yes.
Everybody.
And we're all
there. All us.
We're all no, the pandemic's not. I don't mean to say that, but it's like,
we don't
oh no, we all have to work again.
Yeah.
And we all are back in full swing.
Yes.
And it's traumatic,
yes.
You know? But anyway, and I would say it's either one take or a million.
Yeah.
It's kind of nothing in the middle.
Yeah.
I was watching someone do a TEDx talk and it was just all a bunch of bullshit strewn together.
Uh-huh.
And so that took me a bunch of takes because I was trying to improvise
bullshit
that sounded eloquent.
No,
yeah.
Listen, no shade of the TED Talks because they are impressive. And
do
I want to do one?
Some are great.
But sometimes you watch one and they are extremely generic.
Yes.
It's just power phrases, inspirational
Synergy.
Quotes over and over. And you're like, hey, that was impressive. I feel motivated. But what happened?
Well, it's how tons of people have made careers in sales.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like you say, and pyramid schemes and things.
Yes,
so, no, I have, there are some that I'll watch again and again, Brene Brown. But then there's some where I'm like, you are truly just saying duality and ethos a bunch
right.
and going, thank you.
It's impressive. I want to do one. I'm going to work on that.
But you would do a great one.
Yeah. Mine would have a lot of parody songs in it.
Hell yeah.
Which I'm not sure how would fly in terms of copyright for the internet. But if I'm singing just, Wicked up there.
Yeah. Defying gravity.
Yeah, exactly. Defying duality.
The onion of our ethos.
Damn it. Don't steal that from me. Oh, man.
Don't worry. I don't think I have a career in TEDx talks.
I think you might.
Mm.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, Hannah, now we can discuss your bag. Because we love a good what's in your bag. It's a staple of People magazine. It's important. And you peeled the curtain back on your Instagram the other day, as you just mentioned. You posted a photo of all the items that you carry around with you.
Yes.
And of course, this is fascinating as a self-care podcast. We love to see it. And it's not what I expected, to be honest. And so we have everything here. I would love to go through everything with you.
Yes. And
so,
I think that this is missing some makeup, but
okay.
Yes. But
what's in your bag?
What's in your bag? What's in your bag? Yeah, we all want to know what's in your bag.
Well, I'm a new water drinker.
Okay, we love. Meaning?
Meaning, I was like, oh, I'm in my late 20s.
Yeah.
Things are happening to my face
yeah,
and
yeah.
my body, and I haven't been drinking water. I've been, bringing Diet Coke to bed.
Okay.
And that's not okay. And eating night cheese, which I still eat night cheese, but if I drink enough water,
it flushes out the night cheese. Yes.
So yeah. So I got some really pretty water bottles.
I love that
one
color.
That's kind of this like ombre thing.
We love a balayage.
And then
the spout here.
Yes.
That must make drinking a lot more fun.
It's way more fun. And you can kind of prop it on your body when you're in bed.
And just sort of sip.
And it becomes like a little pastime while you're watching The Bachelor.
And do you know what this is called? Iron Flask.
Iron Flask.
Is that one of the ones that keeps it cool?
It keeps it really cool.
Baby.
And then I have one of the ones, I'm pointing at you.
My healthish bottle.
You have the healthish bottle, which I really like to drink at home.
Yeah.
Because I don't like super cold water when I'm at home.
I don't either.
It hurts my teeth.
Yeah, I prefer room temp.
Yeah. I like this is nice when I'm like exercising and I do the Rose Bowl run.
Yes.
You on that Rose Bowl train
yet? I haven't yet.
It's nice.
Have you been to the Rose Bowl Aquatic Center?
No.
Oh, I've heard it's fantastic. I've heard
I gotta go swim in the pool.
You gotta go swim in the pool.
I never have, which is crazy.
You gotta go.
I like the healthish bottle because it guilts you.
Yes. I attribute this healthish bottle to my entire hydration. And for those who don't know, this is one of those water bottles that has times on it.
Yeah.
So you know how much water you should be drinking. And I never drank water until maybe 4 o'clock when I started getting really thirsty.
Yeah.
It's wild. Now I drink up and guzzle it.
Yeah. And now, honestly, it makes it fun. It's like a weird competitive thing with yourself.
Exactly.
And I'm like, whatever.
Because you get behind and you're like, I'll show them.
It is shocking to think about what a human raisin I was before.
Same.
Like truly 4 p.m. I was like, oh, I feel awful.
Right.
I guess I should drink
I'm depressed, and my piss is bright yellow and stinky.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad. Okay, next thing is your inhaler.
Yes, I am an adult asthmatic. Mm-hmm. This is something I thought I grew out of.
Yeah.
And didn't.
Yeah.
I've had asthma since I was 11.
Did you have pets in your home growing up?
No.
Okay.
My dad was a smoker, not in the house, but I think like you could smoke in bars back then.
Yeah.
And I would go, and my dad was Dutch, so we would go to Holland a lot and hang in the bar or the restaurant, and it would just be clouds of smoke. So
you
I don't think
Dutch?
That helped.
Oh, I've seen you speak Dutch on your Instagram.
I speak a decent amount, but not.
It's very cool. I've famously been to Amsterdam. So
have you? Did you like it?
Oh my God, it was so
fun. It's so magical,
isn't it?
It
was gorgeous. I know people go to get fucked up, but there's so much more to it.
It's almost like that's not even...
Yes.
The canals... It's like red light district and shrooms and legalized weed, sure. But
yes, but there's tulips and...
Anyway, it's funny, like a lot of Dutch people really don't, it's like too taboo for them. So they're like, I'm good.
Well, there's a lot of other places in the Netherlands as well.
Yeah.
I went to the theme park Efteling. Ugh. Have you been?
That's where I wanted to get married.
Oh, whoa.
It's my dream.
Oh, honey, because you want to do like a foresty moment.
I want like mushroom caps, gnome, fairies.
I wish
greeting
I could
you.
Go and dress as like a big flower lady and like greet people.
And be on stilts even.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God,
it's
love
really,
that for
I
you.
I dream about the Efteling a lot.
Yeah.
And there's a song, I listen to the score from the Efteling a lot.
It's so
really
beautiful.
Whimsical. There's one called Droomvlacht, and it's a dream flight, and it's the fairy ride, and I listen to it whenever I'm really going through something, and it makes me feel really, I just walk through the portal.
How many times have you been?
Oh, probably 20, 25.
Because you're, so,
I would go
your
every
family
year
would
as
go.
A kid.
Oh
every year I'd go to the, I'd go to Holland and live there for the summer with with my family there, my Dutch family. So and the folklore was when you're in the forest, if you don't look, the gnomes are running by, but they're so fast that you have to look, but they're all hiding in the trees and they live there. And
I went there for my honeymoon for my first marriage and it was fabulous.
It's a great place.
I wept. And I wasn't even high. I kind of wish I was, but I wasn't.
It would be a fun thing to even just take like to microdose for, I think. Just because the colors,
it was so... If anyone is a theme park head, look up Efteling.
Well, and there's nothing really commercialized about it either, which is what makes it so magical.
Like, yes.
I remember going to get some pancakes there because pulfertjes and stroop waffles. And every little detail, like all the plates are hanging, like they're all like... slanted and the chefs are wearing Dutch chef outfits and everything is just so...
But it's also just so fun, especially as an American, because you're so immersed because you don't even hear English.
No.
You hear languages from all over the world being saying all the rides are in Dutch and stuff. Oh my gosh. Have you ridden the Baron?
What's that one?
It's the big roller coaster that like shoots down.
Yes, it's so fun.
I had the best time.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, everybody go.
Gosh,
okay.
So many overlaps. I have very few people who've been to the Efteling.
I used to be married to a theme park. And I went, but I had a great time.
Yeah.
Yep. I can appreciate art for what it is, and theme parks.
My sister's husband's an Imagineer, so
he's
like all about
that good insurance too.
Yeah, he's got that good insurance.
He got that good Disney insurance, honey. Okay, we love all of this.
Yes. Oh yes. What else?
I was just asking if you had pets as a kid because I read yesterday on Instagram, which is not a source, that people that grew up without pets in their home experience asthma as an adult more.
That grew up without pets in
home. Because you're not.
That
doctored.
Makes total sense.
Yeah, because Ben grew up with no pets either.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, and I literally had 75 cats in my house growing up.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know what would have been worse for me because when I even see a cat on TV, I have an asthma attack.
Cat allergies are really intense.
That's real. And it's like they invade every part of
because their hairs
physically.
Just shoot out into the world. And
I can feel the danger in my eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Yes, knees and toes, knees and toes.
Yes, it's a lot.
The next thing in your bag was Visine.
Yes, that is for, I love a good, just like healthy cry.
And you gotta cleanse.
And also allergies all throughout the year. And another thing is crazy. I was a little bit afraid of eye drops because they feel a little like Clockwork Orange, like peeling your eye open.
Yes.
And Greg said, why? So that's something I came to in late 20s. Thought, oh, this can alleviate this.
So this is a new experience for you, the Visine.
Yeah.
And it's Visine A. Is that the A for allergies?
I think that's for allergies specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it really helps with the dry eyes or with the like super irritated. Because we have a dog who I love very much. And I think a little bit of me is allergic.
Yeah.
But that's not an excuse. He's not going anywhere.
Right.
You know, so.
So you do what you have to do.
I do what I take my Claritin. I take my Visine.
We love. Okay. Next is you're reading a book currently called Being a Dog. I actually own this book.
Did you read it?
I have not read it. It's somewhere.
I just bought it in Mammoth. Shout out to Mammoth.
Oh, yeah. Mammoth, where you go to get books.
This is through the world of smell of the dog. And I feel like I know nothing. And you can attest to this.
Yeah.
We got to know more about our animals.
We do.
They live with us. This is their home too. And I feel like he's still this enigma to me.
I cry when I think I opened this book and it made me cry because just imagining like my dog's thoughts and things like that, it makes me cry so much because I just love her, love her, love her. You
totally.
Know? So this is a dog sort of understanding the brain of a dog and how their
through
mind works.
Through smell, because smell is like their main receptor.
Yeah.
Like it's like that's why when you roll the window down, it's like probably this insane sensory overload for them. And it's so sweet. They'll like rest their head.
But you know what's interesting? When Chooch poops, she turns around and sniffs her own poop. And I'm like, I thought your nose was 1,000 times stronger than me. Why do you have to sniff your poop so close?
That's really interesting.
Why do you have to get so close? Can't you smell
it? What do you think she's doing there?
I don't know, but she's such a lady that she's like, oh, is this one smelly? I don't want anyone to know.
What did she do?
Kind of throws her head over her shoulder, gives a sniff, and keeps walking. It's so intriguing. If you get to that chapter in the book, you tell me.
Okay, I'll get to the poop
chapter.
Give
me the page number.
Because I haven't seen Nathaniel, but Nathaniel will sniff every other dog's poop. They are enamored by dog's poop.
And they smell their own butts. They smell each other's butts.
Yeah, that's because that's like being like, hey, has it gone?
Yeah. It'd be like if you walked in and I started sniffing your ass.
I'd be like, oh, hey.
Yeah, hey, girl.
Get in there.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I skipped the first one, which is Lexapro. Oh,
yes, for depression and anxiety.
So do you carry that around with you?
So this was coming from a trip. This is like my little overnight bag
because
I feel like I do travel a decent amount. Obviously not during pandemic. I just set an alarm and take it every day. I do better when I have a full meal. So that's why I don't take it first thing in the morning because I'm not a big breakfast gal.
Yes, gal.
I have a coffee and like maybe if Greg's made something, I'll have some.
You'll have a little nibble.
But I'm a lunch.
Yeah, we're a lunchy.
I'm a lunchy. I'm a big snacker. So yeah, I'll bring my Lexapro. I don't always take it every day.
Oh.
I take it enough.
Are you supposed to? I don't know how it works.
Dosage that small. I think it's okay if you don't every day, but I try.
Well, your psychiatrist is listening and they're going to get mad if you...
I know they're like, actually, you should take it every day. So we did not sign off on that. No, this is a pandemic prescription, but I like it. It's like super neutralized.
A lot of us dabbled in this space over the quarantine for sure.
I wonder if it'll be a forever thing, but it definitely was like the origin of Girl on the Verge character with like her quivering hands was like me feeling like I could not get a grip on.
Yes.
It was like this just pendulum of I'm really good. I'm really bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need some middle.
That happened every day with me.
Yeah.
It was during quarantine. I was either like, this is great, I'm going to be fine, everything's fine. Or I was like, no more. No more.
It's so hard.
It was rough.
It's because we were living in extremes. Yes. So there's no, we'd either, Greg and I in the beginning, we were like, let's pretend this is a dive bar and a picklebacks and sing karaoke into spatula spoons. And then a week later, I'm like, don't wake me.
Leave me be. One time I set up all my products around my room and pretended I was at Sephora. Oh my God. And went shopping.
Honestly, I think that's great.
It was so fun. I had a little basket and I walked up to myself and I was like, would you like a basket? And I was like, oh, honey, I need a basket. Today is going to be a haul.
Honey, I need a vat.
Honey, give me that bag.
So, and also, that's so fun to be able to just endlessly put as much.
Yes.
Because that's the hard thing with Sephora is if like I got everything I wanted, I'd spend like $5,000.
Same. It would be really bad.
Yeah.
It was really fun. I'm not going to lie to you. It was cathartic.
That's a great thing.
Let's speed through the rest of these. You have a lotion for dry knees. You have the Kiehl's.
Yes.
The yellow bottle.
Yeah, I like that Kiehl's for hands and for like dry. Yes. I'm just dry all over. Dry as feet, legs.
Yes, honey.
And there's a lot of leg to lotion.
It's true. A lot of leg to loche. And then you have it's like a Bernie pin.
Yeah, I just love them.
And we have a notebook.
Yes.
So do you gratitude journal? Do you write characters? What do you feel like you write in this journal?
I'll have like a month stint where I'm like, gratitude journal. But usually it's just like jotting down ideas that come into my head. Or like, I used to use it when I was in classes and I was having a meltdown.
Yeah.
And I would just write through what was coming up.
Yes.
And it was good to just put it all on paper and then rip it out later.
Are you saying you'd be like, OMG, I'm losing it.
I'd be like
get
in clown class and be like, well, comedy's not for me. So, and here's why. And then I'd be like, I'm not even so funny.
I didn't
funny.
Realize you took clown class. I have a few friends like Courtney Peruso. And,
yes. Courtney directed a show of mine for a little while. She's awesome. They're the best. But again, they were just these masterful clowns. Yeah. And I've never felt like any one place. Because I know you're a big UCB gal.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Was. Yeah. But I didn't make Sunday Company in Groundlings. And yet was like, but I feel like characters are my bread and butter.
Yeah, yeah.
And then clowning, I was like, I feel like I'm clown adjacent. And then I was on the Characters Welcome team at UCB before this ended. But I was always like a little hybrid of all the things.
Yes, but we love a hybrid. Yeah. We love a potpourri.
Yeah.
Maybe I should take a clowning class.
It was fun. It's very vulnerable. You think it's going to be all like, ha-ha.
It's just so impressive. Like, did you see Natalie Palamides'
Nate?
Nate.
Yes.
Everybody watched Nate on Netflix.
God, it's so good.
Incredible.
I have not seen it on Netflix yet. I've seen it twice live.
Okay,
though.
I saw it on Netflix and I've seen Courtney's show live. And
yes, yes.
Unreal.
I've seen Gutter Plum a bunch.
Unreal.
Yeah, just extraordinary. And so like brave and bold and like genre bending.
And it's what you, if you don't, if most people hear clown and they think, oh, I'm going to make balloon animals and I'm going to wear paint, but it's no.
It's
so good.
Yeah.
Okay, next we're going to play a little game that I invented called the Grab Bag of Fun.
Time to get excited for the Grab Bag of Fun, yeah, what's going to be inside it?
Okay. This is a new segment on Attribute because now that I'm recording in person, I have filled this Spectrum bag with random items. And I'm going to shake it, and you get to stick your hand in the bag of goodies and randomly pick something to take home with you. Now, be careful, because there's some good things in here, there's some bad things in here. You don't know what it's going to be.
Oh,
what is Hannah going to pick? What is it?
Daily moisturizer.
There you go, for your dry ass.
For my dry, from Even Prime.
Yes, that's Korean, honey. They
is
don't
it good?
Fuck around. It's great.
Ooh.
That was meant for you.
I love anything to hydrate.
Yes.
I need to hydrate every 10 minutes,
well,
honestly.
Well, now you have something new.
Yay!
Yay!
What are some bad things?
Okay, well, because this is the first time I'm doing this segment, I'll just grab a couple that weren't that exciting. There's a cleansing towelette. For external use only.
Don't put that in the bag.
And another little thing of hand sanitizer.
Oh, that would have been
Not like we didn't have enough of that. Like we don't have enough of that.
No,
so
I got my hand. I thought maybe that was a Parmesan cheese. And I thought,
G-square.
I think she's a vegan. Yeah. So is that a non-dairy parm?
And I would never share my non-dairy parm.
Yeah. And honestly, who could blame you? The vegan parms are
expensive. Yeah. They truly are. And they're just oil.
And just oil.
They're just oil with like salt.
Coconut or,
yes. Okay. We're going to find out.
That was fun.
We're going to go through your products, but the next thing, we're going to play one more game. And I just invented this game. It's called Wellness Words.
Great.
Wellness. Can you name some wellness words? Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say a word, and I want you to say the first thing that comes into your head.
Okay, I love it.
Now, some of these are two words. Some of these are three. Some of these are one. I would prefer you to match. Like, if I say one word, you say one word back. If I say two words, you say, but no pressure.
Okay.
This is just free association.
Great.
The first word, and I'm going to try to do them pretty quick. SCOBY.
Beef.
SCOBY is the mother of kombucha. You know, like the thing that creates the kombucha.
Oh,
have you heard
Kobe
that?
Beef.
You thought of Kobe beef. I love that. SCOBY beef would be such a good drag queen name.
Yes.
Oh, man.
It would be. And I don't even eat beef.
Okay, next.
Oh, my gosh.
Matcha tea.
Latte.
Beauty blender.
Foundation.
Juvederm.
Pores.
Dream matte mousse.
Heavy coverage. The voice thing.
There's a troll in here.
It's the Efteling.
Oh, goodness, yes. Diva cup.
Periods.
Gwyneth.
Paltrow.
Scrunchy.
90s.
Glossier.
Dewy.
Oat milk.
A dairy alternative.
Glitter.
Burning Man.
Burning Man? Have you been? Okay. You never know. The Vine
You never
crowd.
Know.
The Vine
I know.
Crowd
I did get Carly. When Carly
yes.
was going, I helped her pick out like glitter
outfits,
wings and things.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Yeah.
Apple cider vinegar.
Oh, antioxidants.
Biolage.
Oh, pick up. I don't even know. Oh, balayage. Hair.
Yeah. Essential oil.
Important.
That's essential, you could argue.
Yeah.
Okay, that was it. Yay!
Oh,
I'm
my
very
God, that
pleased
was
with
fun.
Those. Oh my God. I'm going to add that segment.
Quick caveat to essential oil yes. story is, and this is just a cautionary
yes.
tale.
Be careful.
Obviously, they're wonderful.
Yeah.
But I was on like a romantic Christmas trip.
Oh.
You know the tub that has the legs?
Oh, yeah.
Like really
a claw
wonderful.
Foot tub.
I was spilling
that
at the tub.
Called.
Greg and I were going to have a beautiful Christmas tub
yeah.
together. I guess now we'll have to have a Hanukkah tub as well.
Yes.
And
Hannah's converting, yes.
I'm converting everyone. And I filled it up with an essential oil.
Yeah.
It was peppermint.
Oh, that
And I got in.
Sting.
And let me just say,
yeah.
don't ever do that to yourself.
Yeah. If you're going to put peppermint oil in the tub, 2 drops, 3 drops max.
I liberally put in. And it was painful in the nethers.
A few areas were tingling that you didn't think could tingle.
Not a good way.
I've done the same thing.
Have you?
I have done the same thing. And I would like to bet some of the honeys have as well. So
yeah,
you're not
it's
alone
hard.
In this.
But if you Google it, it really is the first thing says don't do.
Yeah.
I just, sometimes you kind of got to live and learn, I guess.
You live, you learn. See?
You tweets.
The song connected again.
There you go. I mean, that might be your unofficial themes. Well, you have so many.
I do one every episode. I got
yeah.
a lot.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I want to know products and faves.
Okay, I took some pics.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. So let me call out something that I'm not a huge fan of first.
Okay, we love.
I think that's good.
We absolutely love that.
I got duped on Insta.
Yes, that happens
and,
to a lot of us.
And it's that company that, and maybe it's just my specific skin,
yeah.
but they Makaliage or something.
I don't know.
They ask you all these damn questions about your skin to make you feel like they're designing
something. Personal.
And then they go, if you don't, you can return it after 14 days. So I guess if you're one of those types,
right.
which unfortunately I'm not.
You're not a returner?
I'm not a returner.
Yeah, I'm
I'll
a
just
returner.
Like pin the shirt to make it work,
yeah.
you know, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Just, if you have safety pins on it, like just return it.
Right.
But I did not like my skin. I did not like my foundation. It's very dry.
Is
and
it El Makiage?
El Makiage.
Okay. I've heard of that.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
So far. But I don't know. That's a hot take that I don't love.
Okay. I just want a really quick just... we can't go across this. Why don't you like to return things? Is it the effort? Is it annoying to put in the box? Or do you like feel guilty or something?
I think it's not a guilt thing. It truly is like a raised super ADD scattered kid. Piles on piles. And consider myself relatively neat now, but that's not one of those things that I've...
Yes.
Yeah. Pick your battles.
Yeah.
But I won't ever... I'm also not a confrontational person. Like if I found like a thumb in my soup, I'd be like, it's probably mine.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I found this. I'm sorry. I'll eat it. It was delicious.
I'm working on that like as a woman too, to not be that way. But...
Well, I'll say this. Once you hit your 30s, that's going to start to melt away.
Which is exciting.
Yeah. Literally was... It was my 30th birthday, and I was at, once again, Costco. And no, they do not sponsor me. It was just a coincidence. And somebody didn't put the cart back, and that's a huge pet peeve of mine. Is when somebody annoying. Just leaves the cart. And you know how it is in LA. There's nowhere to park.
Yeah.
How dare you leave a cart in a spot?
You walked all around Costco.
I know. Walk your ass back. And so I go, and this was huge for me. I go, excuse me. That's not where the cart goes. And I literally couldn't believe it was coming out. It was my Costco voice. I couldn't believe it was coming out of me. My heart was thumping so hard.
But they do.
The guy goes, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he went and put it back. And I was like,
yes.
I did it.
Well, because what we forget is we've got tall energy, too.
We have tall energy.
So when we really harness that power.
That's true.
We can be head bitches in charge.
And honestly, people need to put their carts back. And I don't want to have to be the person to police the Costco parking lot. But be decent to your other human beings.
100%. Put your cart back.
I said, excuse me, that's not where that cart goes.
And I love that they weren't like, yeah, whatever, lady.
It was thrilling. Ugh. It was thrilling. And that was one of the first times in my life that I was confrontational.
I'm really excited. I used to feel, because we live in this gross ageist, especially town.
Yes.
But I have never felt more excited about more years.
Yes.
Like, I just, every year I'm like, oh.
And it gets better like, and I'm not, better.
Years ago I was like, this kind of like jealous, you know, there's all you these started crazy in the industry young.
You started young in the industry.
I started young, but also even in relationships, I feel like I was a different human. And now it's like just so much chiller,
it's
easier.
So nice.
And I can't wait to keep growing.
Yes.
My sister looks younger than me and she's 36, 37.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and sometimes does that bother me? Yeah. But did she take better care
of
her
skin? Bitch? Yes.
Is she like a mermaid goddess?
Does she look great? Yeah. With great.
Perfect. Tells me to make shapes with my body on the beach. I'm like, we can't all make shapes. Okay. Like, you're gorgeous.
We're not all Gumby mermaids.
Yeah,
okay.
She literally is a mermaid with like mermaid.
No,
hair.
My sister is 2 years older than me, and she literally has never looked better. And she popped out two damn kids in her damn body. Her body looks on point. Like, it's crazy.
Well, it's also like we ate so much garbage and like didn't. And you know, I would go out, not wash my face, not brush my, all the stuff. Yeah. It was bad. So I, of course, things weren't as much in check.
Honey,
you know?
If you take care of yourself, it pays off.
It does.
We love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so no, we don't like Il Maquillage.
We don't like Il Maquillage.
Okay.
We do really like Acure Radically Rejuvenating Whipped Cream.
I love Acure. What a great brand.
Obsessed. It's got those peptides.
Mm-hmm. We love a peptide.
And I just got this everyday oil that I really like for everything.
That has come up on the show many times.
I put it on my dry legs.
Oh,
and it really
You do hair, nails. You can do titties.
Hair, nails.
You can do all kinds of stuff. You can oil up your ass.
Airbrush
There's
legs.
There's the Sally Hansen
from
airbrush
Jergens,
legs.
Which is absolutely not natural in any way. And I don't...
Give yourself a break.
Most of these are. Like, I love my Mad Hippie vitamin C
yes.
serum. Obsessed. I love my Living Proof shampoo and conditioner. And then my Wasso.
Oh, what is that?
It's Shiseido.
Yeah.
It's from Tokyo. It's a really good overnight cream.
Did you buy that in Tokyo?
No.
Oh.
No, I bought it at CVS.
Oh, no. Wow.
But they started to carry some stuff that's behind the, you have to have the key to open it, which drives me nuts.
The cabinet key area.
Yeah. And they also lock up goddamn.
Everything.
Like Plan B and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, lock up the Plan B so that some person can't, if someone wants to steal Plan B, let them.
I agree.
That's
would,
my attitude.
I agree. They should just put a big basket of it in the front by the door.
1,000%.
You know? That's what they do at Planned Parenthood.
That's what they do. That's what it should be.
I haven't been to Planned Parenthood in a long time, but I did used to go there for all my birth control needs.
Yep, yep.
I would be in the meeting with the lady and she'd be like, do you need some Plan Bs to go? And I go, oh, no, I'm fine. And she'd go, no. Take some.
Mm.
And they literally handed them out like candy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would give them to my friends.
But that's how it should be. It's already like hard enough.
Oh, I agree.
An IUD may or may not work sometimes, you know.
Well, just everything may or may not work. You never know.
Yeah, totally. I like Caudalie stuff. Mm-hmm. I like it, but I like pharmacy stuff a lot.
Pharmacy with an F, famously.
A pharmacy with an F. I'm big into, I love their makeup removing balm.
Oh.
So much.
Oh, wait, is that the one that smells like the apples?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with any, so this one, the same Shiseido, same company. Let's see, how do you spell that? It's the S-H-I-S-E-I-D-O.
I didn't know where you were going with that for a minute.
They have an oil that's a, what'd you say?
I didn't know. You said S-H-I. And I was like, what the fuck are you about to say? It's my shit balm.
It's shit balm
on my face.
I love these oils or balms that take off makeup. It just feels really nice on dry skin. And that one has a really nice oil that you use. And then Pharmacy's balm is so nice.
Okay, I have to get it because it's come up on Attribute multiple times now.
Bobbi Brown, I love their foundation always. But the
tinted moisturizer.
The tinted moisizer one that has SPF in it. I don't know why every foundation doesn't have SPF.
Yeah. Well, because sometimes you want it for nighttime.
Got it. You know? I see. That makes sense. And like more of a full coverage maybe then. Because I do like it's funny. I feel like I could do more of a full coverage, but it just doesn't match my personality. Like I wear back, like it just feels like I don't wear a ton of makeup usually, so when I have too full, but then I don't like commit to the rest of my makeup, it looks a little weird.
Oh, yeah. I've done that before. Like, you get caught doing something, and you walk out with only foundation on.
Yeah.
And you're like, I have no eyebrows, I have no eyelashes, I have no lips.
It's a little like you're like in a Marvel movie kind of thing.
Yes.
What else do I like?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, I have two questions. One, I want to find out. In your videos, sometimes you have, it looks like you walked out of the salon. You have like little waves in your hair.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you do that yourself because it's a semi-regular style you do.
I do a wand. I just use the wand. Or what I've been doing lately is when I wash my hair, I dry it a little bit and then I'll put it in like a little crimpy bun.
Oh.
Like just like make it really, and then lots of hair bands around it tight bun. Oh. And it creates those little natural crimp waves.
Wow.
Which is great. And then
so you put it in a chaotic bun. Like a chaotic bun.
Yes, chaotic bun. Then spray the shit out of that with some salt spray.
Okay.
And then like some beach salt spray from wherever. And I have a couple of brands that I like for that. Like Big Sexy Hair or whatever. Uh-huh. And then it really helps. I'm very an all or nothing. You know, I either have zero makeup on, no eyebrows, or it's like full. But I got to show all sides of the coin.
That's true. We're all, you know? We're women. We're enigmas.
And that is another age thing that I was like, I just got to, what you see is what you get kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. My other question, growing up and going to the Netherlands every summer.
Yes.
I'm assuming you were staying with a Dutch grandmother, a Dutch auntie.
Yeah.
What is the beauty situation over there? Because first of all, everyone is perfect looking. I literally couldn't believe the people that were walking past me. I was just like, you are a supermodel.
It's shocking.
You are perfect.
Yeah.
The Dutch children I was seeing.
Yeah.
What do people in the Netherlands...
First of all, so my fiance is 5'6", and we could not ride any of the bikes because they were all family member loans and they were too big.
Oh, that's so cute. Wait, so you're taller than him?
A short king, yeah.
We love a Nicole Kidman, Tom Cruise.
Yes,
honey, it's the best. That's my Aunt Patty and
Sophie
and my
Turner,
Uncle Paul.
Jonas.
Honey, it's such a mood.
And he's the greatest. And I swear, the number of 6'1" guys that I've dated with really short energy, squatty energy, fuckheads. Meanwhile, Greg's this like Adonis, but he's just in a shorter package.
I love that, and I just love that he loves that you're fucking tall.
He really does, to the point where like if he'll get mad if I don't wear heels when I don't want to, because he's like, that's your insecurity. He's like, don't assume that. He's like, I love it. He's I love
so
how tall.
Happy.
I'm like, okay,
how'd y'all
great.
Meet?
Groundlings. And we both had, dating people. And then we went, oh no, this is what it should be.
We love.
And then we both left literally he broke up with his girl. Next day I broke up with mine. Yeah. And then the next day, and then we both didn't make the company. And then we went to Colombia together and had like a magical 2-week trip. And that's a good test.
Oh,
you
want to
find out if you're compatible, get food poisoning in Colombia.
Oh, wow. You take the sink, I'll take the toilet.
I was like, hey, go walk around town for 6 to 8 hours and just come on back. Open air bathrooms in Colombia too. I was like, oh, this is a great way to build the romance. But anyway, he was lovely and beautiful. And
I got food poisoning when Ben and I had only been dating for a couple months. But luckily, it was only throw up. Luckily.
That's good.
It was way less embarrassing for me.
Yes. Yes, certainly.
But... You know, still, we do what we got to do.
You do. Hopefully you have a love that is like, oh my God, I got you.
Yes.
Sweet Greg thought it would be smart on his 6 to 8 hour walk around Columbia to bring me back a burger. And I thought, he can't win them all.
That's true. That probably made your diarrhea worse, smelling that.
Oh, I didn't even touch it. I didn't go near it with the 10-foot pole. Anyway, so.
In Venezuela, they use the metric system, so it wouldn't have been the 10-foot pole.
That's true. Yeah. It would have been a.
A meter.
Centimeter. Or, a meter pole. The Dutch, they bike everywhere. Yes. So they're biking and they're hydrating all the time because they're biking everywhere.
Do they sunscreen, though?
I think they must.
They better.
They better. They also tan. They also somehow have these like gorgeous fair that then turn to olive complexions.
Yeah, these fucking assholes.
And I have that American like I didn't get, as a kid I tanned a lot because mm-hmm. I would be there in the summer. Now it's like I've spent too little time in the sun now mm-hmm. that my body doesn't know
it's
how
rejects
to tan
the
anymore.
Sun.
Yeah.
And that's actually good though.
It's good because mm-hmm. I'm like, great. Then I am going to just get my Jergens spray on yes. and get a spray tan when I want to go to Vegas or wherever.
Yes.
And I've just accepted that I'm fair skinned. I'd rather have less wrinkles and be fair skinned.
You're Dutch.
But you definitely see, so growing up in Holland, it was like no tops on the beach. So you do see a lot of like very wrinkly tan. Mm-hmm.
Wait,
large-breasted, tall women.
You mean titties are out at the
titties
beach?
Titties are out. Oh. Because no one sexualizes it over yes. there. It's like, great.
Well, live your truth.
And so that's what I was raised seeing was yes. like, oh, great. And also all different chest sizes.
Everybody, everything.
And it was great. Especially as a small-chested woman myself. Right. That's never been an insecurity of mine at all.
Yeah.
And I do really attribute that to like many summers in Holland, seeing like gorgeous statuesque women with like tiny little boobs.
Yes.
They've all just, I don't know, it's also just jeans. They also just have their
yes.
their big feet and their yeah. great jeans.
Do Dutch people have big feet? Is that like
yes.
a thing? So how? What are yours?
Mine are 9.5. That's small. That's small for yeah. Holland. Like women, I think like 10s and 11s yeah. are more common there. But again, you figure they're all like 6 feet.
Yes.
The women are, I'm 5'10". They're, yeah, you're yes. 5'10". They're around 6'1". Some of the guys are 6'4", 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're just like daily exercise. It's just a part of their life. I think about like.
The biking blew me away.
Yeah.
We got out the train station. And there is a parking lot, like a multi-parking structure,
yeah.
but for bikes.
Just for bikes.
And
yeah.
it was cold and snowing. And you would have never known it looking at these people. Half
oh, yeah.
of them didn't even have coats
no,
on.
My dad said that, first of all, he was a kid in wooden shoes. Literally
oh, wow.
was the stereotype.
Yeah.
Biking like 10 kilometers in the snow and farming in wooden shoes.
Good save with the kilometers.
I mean, yeah, there you go. Yeah,
you learn.
Now we're
you
talking
learn fast.
Europe. Yeah. And there was no excuse. You just bike. And I love it because I really think it's like the greatest thing for mental health. I mean,
yes.
Greg bikes to work every day.
I Peloton.
Now. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's great. But I should get a real bike.
Especially around here, I feel
yeah.
like we could bike in the
but,
Dino.
Oh, going up the hills. Down would be real fun. Up would be difficult.
I realize not a lot of legs. I realize that when I bike.
Yeah.
Like we did the Pebble Beach, the bike. It's
mm-hmm.
like a 10 mile, not 10
oh,
mile.
Oh, wow.
I'm really giving myself more credit.
Yeah.
It's like 6 or something. But it's 12 round trip. And you bike from Monterey to Pebble Beach past
oh,
all these crazy mansions,
I
like houses
Monterey.
Like you've never seen.
Oh.
And it is hard. You're going like this, but
oh, yeah.
it's really wonderful. I wish there were more bike paths here because that's one of my favorite things about Holland is like so good for mental health. Just bike everywhere. But LA's not a safe place
no.
to bike around.
No.
Even with headphones
even a Vespa,
on,
you're asking for
hell
it here.
No. Even a bird.
All my friends.
Have you ever been on a bird?
Only briefly.
They scare me.
They're terrifying.
As if it's a death wish.
That people have died.
I know. Or really hurt themselves.
Yes. Be careful. I feel like COVID might have knocked birds out. No?
I think so too.
I
haven't seen any.
I've seen piles of them discarded throughout
yeah.
the city. I've seen...
Because you have to wear a helmet now or else you get fined.
Right.
And no one... And LA is too cool for school and
well,
no one wants to
I
wear
remember
helmets.
One time I was leaving... You auditioned for commercials, right?
Yeah.
I was leaving Allison Horn.
Oh,
so
yeah.
1020
yep.
North Sycamore.
Yep, yep.
And there was I guess you could say a flock of birds. There was a flock of bird scooters on the ground. And I said, I only live a few blocks from here. So I took one home and I took Sycamore the whole way, like the back way.
Was it fun?
It was so fun.
That's the thing. It is really liberating.
But
and
I
fun.
Was like, the helmet would fuck my hair up for my audition. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because, and I hate to say it, I got to be looking fresh.
No, you got to be, especially for those commercial auditions. All they got is the waist up.
That's true. You
got
to look
All
fresh. And I'm
head.
Like, well, I got to wear a helmet, but I got to be safe, but I got to look good. What do I do?
No, I know. It's
quite the struggle.
I don't know. It's the same reason that I'm having a hard time getting excited about adult skiing.
Uh-huh.
But I'm entering into a family that are big skiers.
Oh.
The rational part of me is like, you're going to die. Like, why are you going to go barreling down a mountain?
Yes. It is insane in theory. You're putting sharp, slick objects on your feet and shooting down an icy mountain.
Especially when you're tall.
Oh, yeah.
It's because they started when they were 3 and 4.
But you're going to be fucking good, skier.
So
you're
athletic. I've done it a few times.
Yeah.
And the first half of the day is always wonderful. And
yeah.
the second half of the day, I'm like, we need to get on the mountain. I remember last time we went, I said, we went up to a run. I said, we've never been here before. He went, we just did this exact run. I went, nope, it looks completely different now. But it is such a mental thing. But if you're tired and if it gets icy, but I'm determined. It is so fun when it's fun.
I have only gone skiing one time when I was 13. My husband is a skier. So can he go with y'all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I'm going to stay in the lodge.
You don't want to
drink
do it.
Cocoa and read magazines.
And I might just do my beginner lesson, do my bunny run, and join you for the magazines.
Honey, we're going to read magazines.
Why do I need to do the double black blue?
We don't. Who are we trying to prove?
I'm
going to
get black and blue trying to do the
double
black.
Do the black and blues.
Yeah. I just want to do the bunny run, listen to a Selena Gomez song.
Okay. And then get in the spa because we love a hot tub
and a hot toddy and a hot day. Drink.
Yeah, a little, you know.
A little, yeah.
You know, not crazy. But
no, yeah.
I'll get a hot toddy in the hot tub on a cool afternoon with that snow around.
Yes. Mammoth, I want to visit in the winter because that looks nice.
Well, sounds like a plan.
Great. See you there. Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any other self-care rituals, Hannah?
Self-care rituals.
Meaning things you do every day.
I always wear my sleep mask.
Okay. I'm a big sleep masker,
sleep,
too.
And I always wake up and it's across the room every morning. And I'm like, great. Did that die? I wonder how many hours I wore it. A new thing that I've been doing is listening to sleep hypnosis for different things. One's for overthinking.
Oh.
One's for confidence in confrontation.
Oh.
And it's they're all YouTube links.
I want
that. And it's rain sounds, but subliminal messaging within the rain sounds. And the rain sounds say things like, I will not overthink tomorrow. Like, I am capable. And,
oh, my God.
And I swear, when I do it for enough days, I really feel amazing.
What if it goes, it's like rain, and it goes, tell the guy at Costco to put his cart back.
Right?
And I'm like, how do they know?
Here's a crazy haunted thing that happened. I was doing a, humble brag, I was doing a commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing a commercial. I had to wake up at like 6 a.m. And so I was like looking for the address in my phone. And I was like, what are these photos? There were three selfies. With flash that I had taken in my sleep.
What?
And that was when the hypnosis was playing.
Oh, one of,
and I'm
God.
Like really flirting with the camera. I'm like,
oh my God. It was like, yes, honey, feel yourself. And you were like, I'm gonna.
It's shocking. Three of them. And Greg says I do really interesting things. I sleep, eat. Yeah. I'll sleep, talk a lot. I've been teaching character classes and I've been sleep character coaching.
Teaching, yeah.
I've been like, let's start over. I have a dog too. Like a whole thing. But anyway, so I've been doing the sleep hypnosis and that's been really, really good. That's like a ritual.
How long do they run?
9 hours.
How do you do? You leave your phone open or something?
You just put the YouTube on your phone. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes it turns off. Like, I feel like I get enough hours in that it.
And it's free.
It's peaceful. It's free.
Oh, wow. God bless YouTube.
I know.
I'm telling
it's
you.
So,
why did I go to college?
I found out about this to my therapist. Another ritual therapy every week.
Yes.
Definitely love my, and she's more
you go
like,
in Pasadena?
No, it's all on Zoom. She's an ADD specialist because I really am like an adult ADD-er who has big life plans. So I have to combat that all the time.
Yes.
So she's great. She'll be like, I don't think we're going to go emotional this week. We got to just set some intentions. And I'm like, yes.
We love to see it, honey.
Oh, I'm like, yes, I don't want to go into trauma this week. I want to pay these tickets.
I want to heal. I want to, yes.
And then always before bed is skincare stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Is like my, take the makeup off, do the micellar water, do the cleanser, do the toner, do a serum and do a moisturizer. And I was never that way. And now I am that way every night. And it's fun.
Yes. It's a ritual.
It's a ritual and it feels really nice. And I love the feeling of when your skin's freshly moisturized at night.
So
now, I'm always on the hunt for some good morning SPF moisturizer. Uh-huh. That's what I am looking for.
You want a combo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or no, it doesn't have to be a combo.
Yeah.
Just like something in the morning to put on before primer that has SPF in it. Because I don't always trust my foundation with SPF.
Oh, yeah.
Something about it.
I double layer myself as well.
Yeah.
You know you like Mad Hippie. They make a cream with a SPF.
Ooh.
That might
okay.
be fun. That might be a good one.
Okay.
I had it, but I haven't opened it yet. I did have one at one point. That might be a fun one to try because you already like that brand. I would also say because you like a Cure, they make a cream with an SPF too.
I love a Cure. Okay.
And I like a Cure because they're at Target, which I love an accessible moment, and their prices are good and it's a clean brand.
It's a clean. I love. Yes. I'm really trying to cut out the stuff that's not the clean brands. I'm having a harder time when it comes to the spray on tan leg things and stuff like that.
I have a tanner that's supposed to be clean
that
I just
Isles
used.
Of Paradise?
No, it's called South Seas.
Okay.
Did you see my Instagram photos of me at that party?
Yes.
Looking tan. That was South Seas.
You looked real good.
Thank you. I sprayed. It's still here a little bit.
Especially because we're kind of fair skin honeys.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have the spray in here if you want to take a look at it.
South Seas.
South Seas. And it's paraben free. I believe it's considered clean, quote unquote. But they don't quite have the leg in a bottle yet. They have a spray, like a spray tan, but it doesn't really give you that makeup look that the spray leg in a can gives. That might be something we need to invent.
Like an airbrush situation.
A clean airbrush.
It's so wonderful to be like, oh, great. That's the difference.
Yes.
My legs look hot as hell. Yes. And you don't see my cuts and bruises.
Right. And my dog bites. And my
dog bites.
Yeah, yeah.
And that what makes us human, which is also really sexy.
It's lovely.
Right. But when I'm wearing like a gown
honey.
Or
and
like
you
a little
make
mini
a
skirt with
honey.
Heels.
Yes.
Like tonight I'm going dancing and first time dancing since pandemic.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
I hate saying since pandemic because it's like,
still
it's very
ongoing,
much still a
yes.
thing. But since dance places are open and since I'm vaccinated and I'm going to spray the shit out of my legs and wear some big old. That's when I wear the big heels when it's a girls' night. Because with Greg, I would be too tall with the big heels.
Dirty Dancing Silver Lake Nights.
What's that?
I don't know.
That's what it's going to be. Dirty Dancing Silver Lake Nights. Well, I might do a Candy Pop situation soon because that's back.
Oh, is that? That's it.
It's all Y2K music.
Wait, where? I've been there. I used to live right there.
It was at
Satellite.
Satellite, but they closed.
Oh, RIP.
So now it's somewhere else.
Okay, fine.
But it's very fun.
I went to that in 2019 and it was a scene in the best way. It was so fun.
Pink balloons
pink
everywhere.
Everything.
Yeah.
It was
it
so
is
fun.
Such a, it's
and
a vibe.
Everybody was hot.
Yeah, everyone's
oh
hot.
My god, everyone's
and everyone
so hot.
Commits to the costume.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Send me a message if you ever go. I would love to.
I will.
Why
yeah.
not?
I'm definitely going to do some summer dancing.
I can't wait. Okay, well, Hannah, I do believe my Costco refrigerator has arrived. So I think we should wrap up.
Okay.
Please tell everybody where we can find you because everyone needs to follow Hannah on Instagram. Okay? Do it for me. Do it for yourself.
Yes. Thank you. You can find me at Hannah Pilkes, P-I-L-K-E-S on Instagram. I guess on TikTok, but it's all the same shit.
Yeah.
Right? But sure.
But TikTok too, because I
follow
feel like Instagram
bliss.
Might be going.
Yeah, I know.
It might
I
be
know.
Going.
That's kind of why I put the stuff on the TikTok.
Yes.
But it's weird. Some things will really crush on TikTok
you never
and some
know.
Things will really crush on Instagram.
You never know.
But you can find me there. Yeah.
And check those characters out. They're so
yes.
fun. Do you have a backlog of them and you just post
yeah,
them?
Yeah, I have some from like past SNL tapes that I didn't have room for and things like that.
We love to see it.
Yeah.
Thank you everybody
so
for listening. Thank you, Hannah. Yay!
Thank you for
I'm
having
so excited
me.
That you came.
I had a blast. Thank you for my moisturizer.
Yes, I'm telling you, you hit the jackpot because you could have totally gotten that hand sanitizer and that is not, and it wasn't even a full size. It's a little sample. So,
helping to control excess oil and shine.
Oh my gosh, can't
perfect.
Wait.
Love it.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Natribute. Every link that from an item we discuss will be on Natribute.com. Maybe leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you haven't yet. Why not? And don't forget that you deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Hannah, do you cream your neck?
Not enough.
I appreciate the honesty.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And when I do, I'm like, go girl. But that's got to be an everyday.
At night, when you do, you're just saying how lovely it feels to the cream up your face.
Just
drag it down. Do a little more. And honestly,
and you say that a lot. And I have just
honestly,
been...
do the décolletage, honey.
Do the décolletage,
because
I love...
Do this whole area.
Okay. All right. Slather your body in cream.
Honey, use this.
Okay.
Use the new one
I know,
you got.
This is my neck cream.
That'll be your neck and décolletage cream, okay?
I love it.
And we love to see it.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody, for listening.